Anna Brown, busy day. Speaking of political surgery, what's going on at the State House in terms of a lot of legislative issues that might get cut up or debated or acted upon? And I guess we still have the parental bill of rights out there going to the House. Anna Brown, Citizens Count, citizenscount.org. Take it away, Anna.
Yes, parental bill of rights is definitely the big debate that we're looking at today, watching today. Originally, there was a milder approach in the House, and the bill as introduced didn't even mention the word gender, but now the House is considering amendments that would definitely require schools to inform parents if they ask if a student is using different pronouns, they're asking to go by a different name, and it's going to be interesting which amendments pass or don't pass on the House floor, if there are other changes, because right now, I'm still doing the final count on attendance, but it looks like at least one Republican more is absent than Democrats. So it's going to be a laser-thin margin on these bills in terms of Democrats versus Republicans, and it could be just a handful of people voting unexpectedly, completely tipping the scales on where these bills go. Also, a lot of bills coming up today and tomorrow in the House related to the Education Freedom Account program. Several bills are looking to expand that, increase income caps, for example. And then also Democrats are sponsoring bills to limit the program to budgeted amounts because it has definitely exceeded original expectations in terms of how much funds would be taken for that. And a reminder for listeners, similar to vouchers, not quite the same, but basically you could apply to take the per pupil share of state school funding and spend that on homeschool or private expenses. And then some oddballs, too, a bill that would allow scuba divers to lobster off New Hampshire's coast, pick up some lobsters. Also a bill to create an old man of the mountain day. And then Republicans are looking to maybe add some more abortion restrictions, you know, potentially. And Democrats are also looking at rolling those back. So, for example, there's a bill that would remove some of the criminal penalties and some of the harsher penalties related to the ban on abortion after 24 weeks. So a real grab bag for the next 2 days in the State House. If there's any issue that you care about, they're probably going to be voting on something related to it.
But you just hit upon Anna Brown. And by the way, everyone out there, citizenscount.org. It's a great resource, great nonpartisan resource, a home, really, for all kinds of research, information on your lawmakers, votes, records, state representatives, state senators, very granular, very macro as well. Anna, you touched upon about four or five public educational bills, basically, and I just get this feeling. I know it's early in the game, but at the state level, races for governor, state senators and all this, I think this parental bill of rights and parents and public education, and the sad thing is it does pit kind of, it almost makes like who wants to be a teacher in this environment, no matter what you think about these measures. But This tug of war over public education dollars and control really is what it's about. I think it's going to be big in these local elections. Conversely, I think foreign policy is going to be bigger than maybe it has been in the past on the presidential side of things. But what are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's really interesting to me that Governor Sununu put forward a huge change in his budget proposal for just how we fund public schools, period, looking for a much bigger state contribution for that base level of funding, mm-hmm. and then changing a lot of these other, mm-hmm. you know, little up and down grants. And for me, that was huge because this has been an issue that has been in the courts for decades and nobody really wants to touch it because there's always, quote unquote, winners and losers in terms of which towns are getting more or less money. But it was a really bold move on his part to say, no, let's try to fix this. And I haven't heard anyone really talking about it all that much. It's really still focused on the Education Freedom Account debate, which, to be fair, I understand that there are a lot of really key principles behind that about how we are funding schools, which schools we are funding, et cetera. But still, it's a tiny percentage of what the state is spending compared to our entire public school system. So, I'm as the debate on the budget moves forward, I'm very curious to watch about that. But it is true to your point. I think the education funding issue is really, you know, kind of a New Hampshire unique issue for a long time. But it is possible that Governor Sununu could start touting those education freedom accounts as a national campaign issue. You know, it sort of reminds me a little bit of the Glenn Youngkin vibe where, you know, it's really, once again, sort of getting national attention by focusing on schools in particular. In terms of the international issues you touched on, I will say I found it very interesting. Governor Sununu, sort of the first time in my memory that he has really staked himself a different place on international issues than, for example, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, you know, because Governor Sununu said we need to support Ukraine. You know, this is a war that needs to be won, whereas DeSantis called it more of a territorial dispute. I think that's the first time I can recall that Governor Sununu has said, all right, this is where my campaign looked different outside the United States.
Yep, good stuff, good stuff. Anna Brown, check it out, citizenscount.org. Anna, make it a good Wednesday. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.